Kwaba, Akabo, Jambu, and hello, Bankless Africa.
It's the end of another week, which means it's time for Sats Ngwe, where we give you weekly updates on crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent. I am Miss Purple.
And I'm Neki.
Your favorite decentralized reporters from Africa.
Well, the markets apparently have barely changed. We have Bitcoin almost relatively the same as it was last week, currently at $19,481.94, slightly up from what it was last week at $19,299.88. Ethereum has remained fairly the same at almost a fixed figure of $8,326. Solana has also remained relatively the same, currently at $32.89, slightly down from $32.93 last week. Optimism currently sits at $0.8467, slightly down from $0.9065 last week. The Binance coin currently sits at $280.85, slightly down from $282.30 last week. And the Bank token, well, has remained relatively unchanged, currently sitting at $0.009029, slightly down from $0.009907 last week.
The Ghanaian cedi is sitting at 10.71 cedi to the dollar from 10.45 last week. The Nigerian naira is at 433.72 naira to the dollar from 432.37 last week. The Lesotho Ludi and South African rand are at 18.01 rand to the US dollar from 18.09 last week. The Kenyan shilling is at 121.59 shilling to the dollar from 120.85 last week. And last but certainly not least, the Central African CFA franc is at 673.39 franc to the dollar from 672.29 last week. And with that, I'm going to give you a quick update from last week's headlines just to keep us abreast with all the news. Starting off in Kenya, where the central bank's governor admits pressure to convert the country's reserves into Bitcoin.
And we move to the next headline. African crypto artist Osinachi announces African Creator Accelerator Program on Maker's Place.
South African teens are said to be skipping school to chase crypto dreams.
On to the next headline. Polygon hosts its first Web 3.0 bootcamp in Kenya.
Ghana is set to catch up to Nigeria and Kenya in terms of crypto adoption.
A blockchain-based healthcare system, Immunity Life, launches groundbreaking HIV and AIDS treatment outcomes study in Kenya.
According to a report, crypto is quietly thriving in sub-Saharan Africa.
And on to the last but not least headline from last week. Binance brings crypto futures trading into South Africa. That brings us to the last of our headlines from last week. Moving on to the headlines from this week. We're kicking off at the first one. The demand for blockchain developers is on a steady rise in Africa.
With the high influx of funds into the tech subsector last year, it is not shocking to see the demand for blockchain developers escalate. We had 41 blockchain startups raise $127 million in only 8 countries. In July alone this year, we saw at least 10,000 African startups compete for $1 million to build innovative businesses around blockchain technologies in a partnership between Humanity Node Protocol HNP, Web3 Africa, and Adanian Labs. Startup founders believe that this technology will drive Africa's effort to solve some of its pressing issues in fintech, agritech, and health tech, indicating that there are numerous financial complications in Africa. Shodipo Ayomide, global head of developer advocacy at Polygon, in an interview with Quartz, said that through the right blockchain education, most of these complications will be solved using blockchain technology. I think that's just a simple statement at how we're feeling across the continent, you know, to say that for us, it's more than just making a quick buck. It's about creating legacies. It's about creating a generational financial freedom that we have not been able to quite grasp in a very, very long time. So this is just evidence that there are ample opportunities. And for the funders and investors out there, be assured that you will never run out of investments. I know that sometimes, you know, it gets a bit daunting when there's so many places for you to invest your money in and you never quite know where to head to. But I can tell you now that if you just take a little time to look, you know, to maybe be a little patient as well and open to seeing where these ideas could come from, you would be greatly surprised. On to our next headline. The Bank of Ghana's Director of FinTech and Innovation urges FinTech and crypto industry players to safeguard consumer interests.
Mr. Kwame Opong, the Director of FinTech and Innovation at the Bank of Ghana, has called on industry leaders to be unwavering in the process of building spaces that are safe and strong enough to keep consumer interests guarded. Mr. Opong made this very public call at the Africa Money and DeFi Summit in Accra, where over 400 fintech and crypto industry leaders from across the continent were gathered together. He said, and I quote, "The Bank of Ghana implemented reforms to enable innovation in the financial services industry without compromising financial stability, of which the Payments and Services Act of 2019 is at the core." Mr. Andrew Fasnij, the founder of the Africa Tech Summit Kigali and London, states that the purpose of the summit was to discuss and connect stakeholders. He went on to say, and I quote, "We are delighted to be hosting the West Africa edition of the Africa Money and DeFi Summit. The growth of crypto across Africa continues, and a new wave of DeFi is also growing. It's exciting times in the digital finance space for driving business and investment forward." I mean, this sums it up. I know I've been tracking the Africa Money and DeFi Summit that happened in Accra for a while, and apparently it seems like it was a success because it's apparent that they were able to come to some sort of consensus that seems beneficial to the entire African crypto community. And I'm really looking forward to see what their coalition, what good the coalition can do in the near future. Moving on to the next headline, Cassava Network launches AfriMyth avatars to onboard African users to Web3.
Cassava Network, a Web3 rewards infrastructure protocol, has launched its first version of a Web3 dApp alongside an avatar collection titled AfriMyth. The avatars, which with time will represent a soul-bound token supporting the Cassava Rewards infrastructure, are inspired by Pan-African mythology. They are the foundation of Cassava's pending Cassava ID reward system that seeks to introduce millions of Africans to Web3. Developers can implement the rewards protocol element of Cassava into the existing apps, therefore rewarding their users while also introducing them to the possibilities of the space. The marketing manager of Cassava Network, Elsie Godwin, made a statement noting that users can visit its website to begin exploring both AfriMyth and the broader Cassava ecosystem, which will include a powerful all-in-one wallet for crypto, DeFi, and NFTs. All one needs is an email address, making Cassava prime for non-crypto users to begin dabbling with Web3. As a launch reward, Cassava will airdrop rare tier NFTs to the first 2,000 people who create an AfriMyth avatar. If anybody is wondering, I have personally created my AfriMyth avatar already. This is, of course, not financial advice, but I like how they look. So that's why I went for it, mainly more than anything else. I like nice looking things, and I'm not going to lie to myself about that. So I decided to get one simply for, you know, the aesthetics of it. But overall, what the Cassava Network is building is quite impressive. And, you know, it's a reminder that onboarding people into Web3 does not have to be boring, and it does not have to be something that's based off of what can I get from you. You know, it can be about giving back to the people and showing them that the space overall is about unity and inclusion and about giving people access above all else. Onto our next headline, the newly launched Cowrie is set to uplift South African communities and charities.
Virtual Nation Builders, VNB, a South African Web3 tech company, has launched Cowrie, which is a community-based empowerment cryptocurrency. The goal with Cowrie is to uplift South African communities and promote inclusion. Interesting. Cowrie was launched on the 18th of July 2022 to commemorate the Nelson Mandela Day. Named after the Cowrie shell, the token offers a money-back guarantee on all tokens purchased during the initial coin offering. Only 1.4 billion Cowrie tokens will be released over a period of 27 years. The ICO is only open to South African ID holders, and the sale will close when all tokens in the VIP sales are sold out. Currently, the minimum investment requirement is 18 Rand, an equivalent of $1, which is also equivalent to 30 Cowries, and it will be launched internationally in the fourth quarter of 2022, which should be right about now. According to the CEO of VNB, through Cowrie, we want to dispel the misconception that crypto is esoteric and only for the wealthy. I mean, like, this is quite affordable, at least from my point of view. I'm not sure if 18 Rand is possibly a lot of money down in South Africa, but I feel like this actually offers you a chance, or offers anyone who is looking or who might want to look into investing in this a chance to be a part of the blockchain ecosystem for a token. I mean, for as little as a dollar, you can literally be involved in this. And this seems like a project for social good, you know, community empowerment, uplifting communities, promoting inclusion. So this is not just about money. This is about doing good, like a social good program. And I feel like for anybody who, this is not financial advice, this is just my point of view anyway. So for anybody who would be looking to, say you want to contribute to society, you want to help a couple more communities get their feet off the ground, this might be a good place for you to put your money in. I mean, it's not just about profits. It's about the collective good that you'll be enabling this, the creators of this token do with the funds that they collect from sales and all of that. So, I mean, it seems like a really good project, and it's something I definitely would buy into also. Again, not financial advice, but I will buy into it. Moving on to the next headline. Blockchain Associations Forum asks Nigeria to review its anti-crypto directive.
The CBAN has made an appeal to the Central Bank of Nigeria to review its anti-crypto policy. This policy prohibits all commercial banks operating within its jurisdiction from facilitating crypto-affiliated transactions. At a recently held summit for the Blockchain Associations Forum, of which CBAN is part, Senator Ihingen, president of CBAN, aired his view over the fact that the CBN had yet to provide any regulatory framework for regulating crypto assets or crypto-related activities. Senator Ihingen inferred the decision as a poorly conceived policy, further mentioning the negative impacts that government policies have on the blockchain economy, as well as potential economic losses amounting to several billion dollars over the next couple of years. I think, you know, organizations like the CBAN are well and truly what the people need, because people like the senator, who, by the way, that's his first name, not a title. But people like Senator are, you know, coming together to build something and to create and become a voice for the communities of, in this case, of Nigeria, to be sure that their interests are well guarded and that, you know, the policies that are being passed are not going to hinder them from doing their business, but also from exploring the blockchain technology as a whole. For those of you that maybe have not been able to give a listen to our podcast with Senator Ihingen, be sure to do so. We will include the link in our show notes so that you can get a feel of what exactly it is that CBAN is doing for the community of Nigeria. On to our next headline. Egyptian developers are set to benefit from Polygon's first Web3 bootcamp in Africa.
So I think from last week, we definitely had a headline about Polygon wanting to kickstart its bootcamp for Web3 in Africa, and they finally did that. So Polygon has kicked off its first bootcamp and hackathon event in Africa, and the program is intended to span a period of 8 weeks. Within this time, participants will be mentored by experts in the field and will also have an opportunity to take part in a hackathon. The program is targeted at equipping developers with essential knowledge for blockchain development, as well as provide financial incentives to those who outperform the rest over the course of the program. The incentives will range from $10,000 grand prize to $500. An estimated 2,000 developers will first take part in a 6-week bootcamp, which will then be immediately followed by a 2-week hackathon. The hackathon is targeted at creating solutions to solve problems with facilitating commerce, such as remittances and cross-border transfers. Well, I mean, it's this is the first of its kind. Polygon has never done this before. And I feel like they're starting to want to position themselves to be at the forefront of blockchain events, the blockchain economy in Africa, because this is an 8-week program. So this would have taken them a lot of time and planning to bring this to life. And definitely over the course of the next 8 weeks, they would have to bring in what we would know to be some of the very big names in blockchain technology in Africa to speak with people, to mentor people, you know, set people up for success. And it's remarkable because I mean, I've known about Polygon for a long time. I use Polygon. I hold Matic, which is Polygon's native currency. But I don't think prior till now they'd been very involved in any of these outreaches or mentorship programs or educational programs or any of the sort. But to see them actually taking the reins of the affairs and, you know, trying to put themselves at the forefront of these kind of activities, it's very exciting to see. And I feel like things like this would definitely spread the word about Polygon, who they are, what they do, and should definitely help grow their community over time. So I feel like it's really good stuff, and it's definitely something that would be of benefit to a lot of people in the long run. Moving on to the next headline, Nigeria beats Kenya in tech hackathon for Mara conservation.
In a week-long hackathon organized by the Mara Foundation, Nigerians have emerged victorious over the Kenyans. A total of 3 Kenyan and 5 Nigerian teams participated in the Hack the Mara hackathon. The aim of the hackathon was to allow the teams to deep think and create unique blockchain-based solutions to solve some of Africa's most pressing problems, including wealth creation and environmental sustenance. A grand prize of $1,000 was allocated to the 3 teams in the top slots, that is Team Blockverse, Team Afrolabs, and Team Mastermind, all of which are from Nigeria. I would like to state here, though, that, you know, maybe this is an unpopular opinion, but I don't think, you know, pitting us against each other should matter. You know, this is great. I am very, very happy for Team Blockverse, Afrolabs, and Mastermind for the phenomenal work that they have done. And, you know, I would like to actually see what work that is. I think sometimes with these hackathons, you tend to have the prize winners and then they just go off and they do their thing. You know, I think it would be really cool for us to know what exactly these particular things that they've put together are, how they work and what the intentions are. I think that's also a fun way for potential investors to see these projects in their earliest thinking of faces. But I do think that, you know, competing against each other as different countries, that's where the issue tends to lie sometimes, because I think it's high time that, you know, we start to come up with solutions more for the continent and from a position and understanding that we're all a unit, and less from I want to be better than Kenya, I want to be better than Ghana or Nigeria or Morocco or whatever. So just a little, you know, personal opinion here to say that I think maybe it's high time for us to start thinking more as a global unit, you know, as a continental unit, and move in that way and think and ideate within that same manner. And of course, I understand that, you know, creating from a more patriotic aspect of saying, I love my country and I want to help my country, that can also go a long way. And that's the easiest way for people to create. But maybe a a challenge we can all have for ourselves, particularly in this Web3 space, is to create as a whole and as a continental family more than anything else. Okay, and with that, we're going to our next headline. Africa Gaming Guild hosts a summit to grow the African community of play-to-earn gamers.
The concept of play-to-earn gaming has become even more popular in the African Web3 and gaming space over time. The African Gaming Guild formed a partnership with a number of leaders in the play-to-earn industry to teach at least 1,000 Nigerians how to play games in the metaverse. The event was held in Victoria Island, Lagos on the 6th of October. And according to the guild's founder, Mr. Kingsley Alekwe, interested persons will be trained for free on how to play these games and also importantly on how to monetize their gaming skills and experience. First-hand access to knowledge and training on play-to-earn games was intended to help bring attendees up to speed on these concepts and also potentially serve as a means of wealth creation. So this actually happened in Nigeria in the past week. That's barely 2 days ago from today. And personally, I wished I had gone, but I had some other engagement during the week, so I couldn't make it. But I'm sure it must have been a lot of fun. I heard there were guys from Axie Infinity and places like that trying to teach people how to make all of this happen, how to play these games, and how to, very importantly, make money off it. Because one of the very fantastic things about Web3 and blockchain technology is the power it offers for wealth creation. And I feel like that's actually a very huge selling point, especially for Africa, where, well, there's not a lot of wealth going around. I mean, there is wealth, but it's not just going around a lot. So I feel like that's actually a very huge selling point for these technologies, the fact that they sort of offer people a glimmer of hope to be financially free or to at least create some wealth for themselves. And I think that is truly phenomenal. Moving on to the next headline, and which would also be the last for today. TechNext hosts over 2,000 attendees and conversations on blockchain, DeFi, Web3, and NFTs at the TechNext Conference 2022 in Lagos.
The second edition of TechNext's crypto conference was held on the 3rd of October 2022. It focused on exploring new possibilities with blockchain technology and decentralized finance. With a total of nearly 3,000 people in attendance both virtually and online, TechNext stands out as the largest crypto gathering in Africa. At the conference, key emphasis was made on the need for Africans to become more aware and more open to accepting the possibilities of blockchain technology, decentralized finance, and the crypto space. Knowledge sessions on building a career in blockchain, essentials of Web3, and how to profit from NFTs were also held. The aim of the conference was to help attendees visualize the potentially sound future of the African economy and to understand the role that blockchain technology will play in achieving that. Perfect note to end this week's Sats and Gwe update on. I think this is, just a little reminder to say that there are people out there who are curious enough and people who are creating, people who are genuinely intentional about making sure to, to be present and to offer the knowledge that some people require. And of course, in the same breath, there are also your bad actors who are misinforming people. So it is quite phenomenal to see a lot more people coming forth and saying that we have access to information that is more legitimate and we are going to give it to the people. And I think overall we have a global sense of hope that something better is coming along. And I'm genuinely excited. I think that a lot more exciting things are continuing to come out of this space. And I couldn't be prouder now more than ever to be an African through and through, born and raised. With that, we have come to the end of this week's episode. And of course, just a reminder that none of what we share here is financial advice, only the opinions of the individuals that make this show possible. You can always, always use the links in the show notes to do your own research. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a rating on whatever platform it is you're listening from. And please, please, if you can, also remember to leave a review as well. We'd like to know where we can improve, how we can better our offering when it comes to delivering not just the Sats and Gwe podcast, but overall as Bankless Africa, how we can keep bringing you phenomenal content. And maybe if there's something else that you'd like us to explore, we're very much open to hearing your opinions on that. After all, we are our own wildest dreams, the hope of our own tomorrow. So until next time, be relentless.